Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, October the 2nd, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Good to talk to everybody all over the globe. Thank you, satellite team, for getting the signal out all around. And, gosh, at one point we had up to 200 countries tuned in at one time on one night. I don't know how many we're getting to now, but it's always good to know we're reaching a lot of folk. And let's do this. As we always do, let's pray to call in. Keep me from yawning. And let's go to Sue for what should be a really edifying teaching for us from God's Word. So let's go ahead and pray in the call. Lord God, thank you that we have a sense of humor. Thank you that you have a sense of humor, or you wouldn't have made us this way. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, for everything that's happened so far. Thank you for the government shutdown and hopefully the resurrection of the new restored republic government. Thank you for that, which we're looking for any day now. And thank you for all the information that we can share on the call. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, it's a great time.
I'm just rushing it out. It's like that went so fast. I'm just like processing it. I'm here now. Okay.
You're here. Yeah, no. The call went like, it went like that, didn't it? It went really fast. Well, thank you for showing up on time, you and I, and all the millions of people out there, Big Call Universe. So, Sue, tell us what you bring for us in the way of a teaching tonight. I'm really excited about it.
I'm happy. I'm happy to share it, Bruce. Learning to host the presence. One of the greatest privileges in life is to learn to be a person that God will rest upon. He already lives in every born-again believer, but he doesn't just rest upon all of us. One way I like to say it is, he's in me for my sake, but he's upon me for yours. When he's upon us, it especially changes others around us. Jesus modeled this lifestyle in the story of his baptism in water. When Jesus was baptized, he came out of the water, the heavens opened, the Father spoke, and then the Holy Spirit came upon him as a dove and remained. John testified, saying, "I've seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him." John 1:32. If in the natural, I have a dove sitting on my shoulder, and I want to go about life without it flying away, how am I going to live? Every step would be with the dove in mind. As we become faithful in learning how to host the presence of the Lord, it's important to understand that there is a tension between two realities. He has been given to us without measure, yet what we enjoy on a daily basis has been measured to us according to our faithfulness. In other words, we have access to the unlimited measure of God's presence, but he doesn't entrust himself to untrustworthy people. All of the measurements are set up on our end of the equation. He typically entrusts us with the measure of the presence we are willing to jealously guard. We are to become his resting place, the place from which the exploits of heaven are accomplished. For when the Lord rests upon a person, there's actually an atmospheric shift that takes place wherever that person goes. How do you think Peter's shadow healed people? Our shadow will always release whatever overshadows us. When we learn to host the presence of the Lord, We get more breakthroughs by accident than ever used to happen on purpose. That is a possibility for every believer every day. One of the conflicts we face in learning to host the presence is sometimes found in the very lessons we learned from the previous seasons. Believe it or not, those principles sometimes war against the actual presence of the Lord upon us. For example, I may be accustomed to aggressively pursuing the will of God for my life. My key verse might be Matthew 11:12, "And the violent take it by force." Living by principle helps me apply what I've learned up to this point: violent faith. But in this story, the presence of God may be leading me to receive the kingdom as a child. Luke 18:17. If you live entirely by principles only, you'll make assumptions in certain moments and seasons that are entirely based on Scripture, but they'll be in conflict with the Spirit. In this example, both violent faith and childlike faith are biblical. It's the Holy Spirit who knows how we are to respond in each particular season or in a given situation. It's the presence of God that gives me access to continuous ongoing faith, because faith comes by hearing, not having heard. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Learning to host the presence of God provides the atmosphere of the heart where faith becomes natural and normal. Let's commit ourselves to becoming the resting place of God. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was a really good teaching. I love that. And
wasn't it good?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I mean, to follow it all and to try to follow it all the way through, you know, talking about the resting place of God, absolutely. And, yeah, I love the initial thing about a dove landing on somebody's shoulder, you know, and just resting. And of course, when John the Baptist was baptized, who was the cousin of Jesus, he baptized Jesus, and, you know, it was just an amazing thing. And then the dove, you know, was sent down as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. But it was just a beautiful thing, you know, that Jesus did and that John the Baptist did. And so when we talk about faith, really impossible. I love that you brought out Romans 10:17. Another verse says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But this is really good because it talks about, you know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you get faith, you get the knowledge and the faith built up by the word of God. And it also, what I love was the concept of childlike faith, because Jesus said, unless, you know, you come as a little child with childlike faith to believe, you know, that's what God's looking for. He wants to see that childlike faith in us activated. In other words, he's given each of us the measure of faith, and now it's up to us to believe, to act on that faith. Once we have the faith, it doesn't do any good if we don't do anything with it. God is most impressed of anything that we do by our faith, by how we believe. And, you know, there's so much unbelief today. There's so much unbelief, and if we can get beyond unbelief and just believe. I remember in several times I've talked about this, you know, in the case of the apostles, being instructed to cast the demons out of that boy, and Jesus said, you couldn't do it because of your unbelief. And then he cast the demons out of the boy. I mean, it's so important. It's so important that we continue to believe, And of course, Sue, you brought out in the teaching that those of us who've received Christ into our hearts as our Savior, we have God in the form of the Holy Spirit that bore witness with our spirit and essentially quickened our mortal body and made alive our mortal body with the power of the Holy Spirit. So when we received Christ, we took in that power, that dunamis of the Holy Spirit. And so positionally, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God the Father. God the Father, we picture him in heaven, but God is a spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the part of Christ that is living inside of us. That's what we have, and that's where we get direction, the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's where we can, in Christ we move in him and we have our being. We talk about we have the righteousness of God in Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. Not because we're righteous of anything we've done, but because it's been imputed to us, imparted to us, deposited in us. Impute is the accounting term that's used. And I think it's incredible, for us to realize who we are as believers in Jesus Christ. It's an amazing thing if you stop to think about it. Because we have the name of Jesus that we pray in, that's above every name, above every disease, above every sickness, above everything. And that's the way God set it up. And we have that. We have that. We have to exercise it, though. We exercise it by faith. So that's what I got out of the teaching so far. And thank you, Sue. I really appreciate that. And that was a really cool teaching. I like that. So tell us what the teaching said to you and how you see it.
Wow, this is an interesting one.
Yeah.
It's interesting listening, reading the teaching, reflecting on the resting place, letting God, Christ, rest in us. And that's so much about what it is. Because when you're talking about, having Christ, and I go to realization. Like, what is the difference between where you can feel love in someone versus they're in Christ, but you don't feel that. You feel something else. And you feel distraction. You feel worry. You feel fear. And I love what you said about it is an incredible thing to know that's your inheritance, but you have to realize the inheritance for it to be. When I say realize, you have to own it. You could be a billionaire. What's that place where you can, people have money that's been locked up somewhere and they don't even know it. Even what's going on here. It's just that a lot of people don't realize that, and so they're not exercising or realizing by resting. The resting part is slowing your mind down, getting quiet, opening your heart, eliminating the blocks, that mostly the emotional blocks, to that light of Christ moving fully into a person. Because if it was fully moving in, they wouldn't have disease in their body. They wouldn't have things that were wrong. If they were really fully realizing Christ, that's what would be happening, and that's the journey of healing. That is the journey of healing. Healing all the way. Healing all the way. Receiving Christ all the way. And opening and resting. Healing isn't striving. That's the faith part that you were talking about. It's not striving. It's not proving. It's not doing something so you look good to yourself or your ego. It's not spiritual narcissism. Spiritual narcissism says, I know and you don't. That's what spiritual narcissism is. Resting in Christ is, I love you no matter who you are, whatever, you know. I am love. I'm the love of Christ, the way Christ walked the earth. It's not separated by words, scripture, which is, I thought that was cool the way this author was pointing out. It's love. So those are my thoughts on it.
It's good, Sue. Thank you. Yes, God is definitely love. No question about it. That's right. Thank you for your thoughts on it. And I thought it was a really good teaching. I enjoyed it. And, you know, it's the kind of thing you could listen to two or three times and get more out of it each time. And thank you for bringing that tonight. It's a shame Bob's not here with us to hear it and comment on it. I know he would have enjoyed it. But let's move into our prayer and praise time. Let's see if anybody has written in and see if we have anything that we can pray for tonight.
Absolutely. Hold on. I just have to. Okay. Let's go to Pastor Scott. Tonight's praise is for God. The attributes we know and understand about God are amazing. When I was a kid, I didn't wake up in the church at all. The only view of God I realized was that he was a creative God, since he made everything. All bugs, animals, I like that. Animals, plants, stars, planets, everything. I didn't realize until much later that Jesus was the creator, not God the Father.
That's
it was Jesus the Son who created everything. Then when I realized the angels circling around God's glory as described in Isaiah, saying, holy, holy, holy. Now, after a lifetime of studying scripture, I realized that's all they could say. Describe his holiness. Love you all. Be blessed. Pastor Scott.
That's really good, Pastor Scott. Thank you for that. And it's important, I've talked about on the call, that Jesus was actually the creator of everything. But how? And you guys are going, well, wait a minute. Wait, Jesus was born of Mary, a virgin, a man. And I said, yeah, he's 100% man, 100% God. But when he was in the Father as the Son of God, when he was the Son, that's the person of the triune God, the three-part God, the tripartite God. The person, Jesus, is the creator of everything. All the planets, everywhere in the solar system, multiple solar systems, and the earth, and the people, and the animals, and the bugs, and everything else. So that's good. Thank you, Pastor Scott, for bringing that up. It's really important. Thank you for that. Sue?
Okay. And let's see. Hold on. What am I looking for? I'm looking for Jeannie. You guys, I apologize, but I just got off a call.
No, it's okay. So we know you just came off your not a class 4 class. No problem.
Yep, here we go. Who? No, wait. There's somebody that I was supposed to pray for.
Okay.
Was there? I don't know. It's too bad. Happy New Month. You crown the year with your goodness and your past, dripped with abundance. Psalm 68:11. Welcome to a new month filled with God's goodness, favor, and overflowing blessings. May every step you take this month be blessed in abundance, joy, and peace. Today we pray to our Heavenly Father for the following. If there are any obstacles that we must face, we pray that you give us the wisdom to overcome them. We pray that you keep our minds focused, our hearts steady, and our spirit filled with positivity, joy, love, and happiness. For all our leaders and listeners on the big call, for their health, joy, happiness, love, and financial stability. Thank you, Bruce, Sue, Bob, GCK, Larry, Pastor Scott, and Doug. I love them. Everyone working behind the scenes for everything you do every Tuesday and Thursday. Prayers, teachings, information on health, intel, and everything else needed to make the big call available for millions of people. Thank you, Jeannie. The labor of love. Also praying for RV blessing, 800 numbers, med beds to be available very soon for everyone, and world peace. Continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this big call. Help us with our spiritual, emotional, physical, financial, and social wellness. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you very much.
And now I remember, yep. I remember my prayer request.
Okay.
And we're going to pray for a dear, dear long-term member of the People of Divinity, Todd, Mr. William, who had two surgeries. And we're just going to see William and his lovely wife, Judy, being surrounded in perfect healing light, getting into the med beds, being completely rejuvenated and just playing the violin, and she's one of the top concert violinists, and architecting and doing regenerative farming and doing these amazing things. And we surround you in all our love and Christ's love in beautiful, beautiful new ways of living. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. That'll be great for her to get out and play the violin again like she did, and even better.
Yes.
Yeah, really. Gosh. Okay, Sue. That was it for prayer requests, praise reports so far. That's everything. I didn't have any that I could bring tonight per se. Obviously, the unspoken prayer is that God would, behind the scenes, make all this stuff happen and bring everything about, this blessing that we know about, that we're waiting for. So that's sort of unspoken, and I usually try to remember that and pray it in. I'm sure all of you are doing the same thing. Sue, tell me about the Not a Class 4. How did it go? And anything else you'd like us to know about it tonight in your segment?
Well, this is going to be fun. I'd really like everybody to settle in for just a few minutes for insight. So it was like our biggest class ever, and it was really surprising. I'm like, I announced it really late. Yes, it was about that there are 250 models of team building, and yes, your teams are what's going to carry out the system for the new Earth. And yes, it was about 60% of team building is about psychological safety. And yes, it was about the speaker having 3 decades of going into low trust environments and building teams. But I was like, wow, why does everybody want this team stuff? I mean, I had people like begging me to get into the class. And
please let me join the class.
Oh, well, and we limit it just for... For some reason, sometimes the line will break up. We want crystalline clarity. So if you were wanting the class and we got delayed in any way, I'll send out an email on Monday and we'll get you so that you can have the recording and the handouts and you'll be all set. So I want to say that. But here's what was really powerful for me. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. Mark 5:8. Where's the other piece I have? That primarily, this is like a miniature book, but it's very simple. And what was really profound, Bruce, was at the end, you had about 10 new people. And at the end, this wonderful man came on, and I said, how would you rate the class? And everybody's always incredibly generous. I'm not going to tell you what they said, but they was wonderful. And he said, you know what, Sue? I've led agile teams and organizational teams. So he was another person that has done organizational consulting like I have.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this is a man, and I want you everybody to really get this. And he said, but what was so different about this was it was filled with so much love.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to, like, I don't know what I wanted to do. I'm still, you know, and we had another man who was, and you know who I'm talking about, who had, like, literally run one of the largest corporate, 2/3 of the largest corporations, and he said, I just can't thank you enough for creating this group. Please, I always want to be a part of this group. And to see men understand the importance of this revision, and what makes the class so different is that we called it not a class, building the new teams in a sovereign world and sovereign relationships, is that we have a meditation, which is neuroplasticity in Christ. So we take neuroscience and embodied Christ wisdom. When I say embodied, it means getting it in your nervous system so that your nervous system and your spirit gives you a path that gives you clarity instead of, just like what we heard in the teaching, violence, emotional dysregulation. There are a lot of people that are practicing Christianity that are not very well regulated. And that's not going to be good for the world in the long run. And so this class is designed to give people a felt sense of how to hold a new model that's based on Christ's teachings, a peaceful, strong, prismatic, when I say prismatic, crystalline, open, warm, creative, trust-building nervous system. A nervous system that when you walk in the room, because you're so coherent, people will feel it, and they'll feel your clarity, and they'll feel that you can lead them, and they'll feel, just think of this man. who was on the call and said, I've been doing this for a long time. This was filled with so much love.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's different about what we're doing. And it's just like the teaching said, you can tell when somebody knows how to lead with heart and boundaried presence.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's very important to understand that, and you and I, and I thought I'd share this, because you're going to have an aha moment. Might as well just get intimate and real. Bruce and I were listening to a show last night, and it was with this very elite military man, really out there projects, really out there projects. And his number one thing, which is what I've been trying to do my entire career, taking healing, neuroscience, Christ-based spirituality, and whatever, and you know, I'm called a multi-hyphenate, which means I'm a researcher. I have a couple of other things under my belt. I mean, I've done a number of different things, and I've always applied it to trying. My passion is to regenerate this world. So we're listening to this guy, and he says, we can't have a new world unless people are healing. He had to heal. And a lot of people really need to heal. I know I had to heal. But a lot of people really need to go deep into healing their nervous system, their emotions. There's a great book, Peter Scavaro, about the emotionally healthy Christian. Read it, get it. It's heavy out there. There are a lot of wounded, unhealed, because the society's unhealed, and people are just running their patterns.
Yeah.
But what's going to heal that is taking accountability, working on how do I deepen, how do I, which is what I love. I mean, I really enjoy designing these classes so that it's about deepening into your heart. It's about deepening into the ground of your Christ spirit, grounding your spirit, getting it into your body, into your emotions, into every part of you, not in your head, not just in your heart, into your whole embodied self.
Somatic.
We need somatic leadership, yeah. So we take all these different new emerging disciplines, but to hear a man coming to the call, I'm so grateful because we put all of our heart, I've got to find this piece. We put our heart into these programs. Where did I put it? To say, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters.
Yeah.
We've got to really look at, and I'm going to give a freebie, live on the call. What do we really want? Here's what I gave them as their number one question when they are hiring. Or as they're creating this new world and their new life. What is it that I want to experience?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's God's love. But how can I optimize God's love in this experience? How can I optimize God's love in this experience? And is the person in front of me resting in God's love? Or are they resting in their ego? Are they resting in their mind? Are they resting in their personality? There are all these fine points of perception. And what we try to do, in case anybody's interested in the med beds, mm-hmm. which will come back on Monday, we might do a few that came in this week, but it's all going to be about raising our frequency. And the last thing I want to give a shout out for, check this out, you guys. This is what I dealt with. I'm about to push the button on my beautifully prepared course. It's 6:45. I send it out, and I have these two co-pilots. We're all co-pilots together, but and my one co-pilot, Ms. Judy,
yeah,
is getting on the call. And please write this down because it's not to be wasted. I heard, well, I'll go back to that. Judy gets on the call, and I'm in the background listening. And she's greeting every person starting at 7. The call starts at 7:25. If you have a meeting, have a person that is there to soothe, to say, we're going to have a wonderful, and greet and create a really beautiful nervous system, really warm, competent. She's like, this is going to be a wonderful experience. We're just being quiet. Please come in. Can you imagine? You would feel like you'd gone to, it was like you'd gone to heaven. Listening to her handle that was like going to heaven. I'm not kidding. And she's listening.
Sue is just,
this is going to be the most amazing class, and she had a beautiful voice, and it was like, wow, is this amazing. And then I have this other, she's nicknamed Wild One, and here's what happens. So I'm having this wonderful experience, and then I go, and I'm checking into Hushmail, and they go, our servers are down. I can't see anything. I can't send anything. I can't see anything. I'm like, oh, my God. Thank God I printed out my own class because I wouldn't have been able to lead the class. So here's the point. Have your people. You need a really, really good team. You've got to have people that you can call. So I had Monica, Wild One, and she's like, Bruce had to call me about a person that was having trouble with their internet, and I was like, I can't send it to her. And I go, wait a minute. Write to Monica. She sends it to me, sends it to her. Everything's covered. Everything went out. Everything's perfect. Bottom line, your team is everything. The team that can... And these people, when I announce the call, talk about a team. Talk about... We're called the pod, which was a pod of dolphins because they're so protective and they swim together. When I put this out, these are people, this is my 217th class. In literally 2 minutes, many people invested in the program. They're like on
They were ready
with
to go.
They were, and they didn't even know it was coming. That is swimming in alignment. Here's what I want to say. I want to bow to everybody that was on that call, to this new woman, Kathy, that spoke up and was saying she was having a hard time imagining going from, she'd been her own entrepreneur for 45 years and was very brave to say that she wanted to expand beyond that, and she was imagining 350 people, and I gave her a good tip, and she was so grateful. Be with people that are pure of heart. If you can say that. I'm going to say that when I'm hiring, somebody to care for my house. I want the purest-hearted people, pure hearts. Just use that, borrow it. It's what I'm going to use. I want pure-hearted people. Yeah. I want to feel like I'm resting in God's love. And I want people that have the discipline to do things and do what they're called to do. And are going to do it with God's love and praise and glory. And if you do that, and it's so interesting, if you just put a call out, I mean, I could have, let's say I had a team, I could have hired this guy, Paul, and I would have said something, and he would have come to me and I'd say, okay, you're hired. You know it's about the love. You've been doing this forever. Now you're going to get to do it with love. Mm-hmm. And these are the new things that we bake into our class that give people the confidence that these people exist, that they can do it, that they're aligning based on the principle of, if I can imagine it in Christ, I can have it. And then they're demonstrating it. And they're doing something to put out God's love every day.
There you go.
In this case, they're attending our classes. That's investing in God through us. So that's all I have to say. Let's wrap it up with, I'm not making any really hard promises, but if you want, either the MedBed 100 or this class, you can send us an email to Integrated Minds, integrated minds@hushmail.com, and just put MedBed 100 or not a class for. Yeah, you can say, or just say building teams if you want to, whichever one you want to use. MedBed 100s, not a class four, building teams. And just be allowing, because realize how many people we're talking to. Please be respectful and don't be demanding, or we get some attitude sometime and we walk away from attitude. Just know that.
And if they do it tonight, Sue, if they do it tonight, they can attend tomorrow night's class or not?
No, not going to be. They're going to get the recording on Monday.
Recordings on both. On Monday of both classes, tonight and Friday.
But I have to make, but I have to make something very, very clear, incredibly clear. This is not a digital knock it out thing. This is protecting the process of what we're all actually here for. So it has to be done manually. It takes time. It takes precision. It's not just a one-off. It's not like going out and buying a new car or buying just a product off the shelf. This is protecting privacy, protecting what we're building. So that's why we have to do it the way we're doing it.
Right.
So you understand and have empathy and understanding and have the realistic picture that we're not doing what everybody else is doing. We're actually doing something new, different, sacred. And sacred doesn't go with demand or, where's my this? It doesn't work that way, because this is very, very high. No, I'm serious, Bruce.
I know you are.
That's the old world. That's the old world. Yeah. So we honor and protect fiercely the people that we're working with, the process that we're working with, and the sacredness of the relationships that we're building. That's all I need to say.
It's good, Sue. It's right on the money. Very good. Thank you for that. And, I know I'll remind them about MedBed 100s. Which could go out
Monday,
as well as the recordings from Not a Class 4 leadership team, building sovereign teams in a sovereign world.
Right.
With sovereign individuals. Yeah, I get it. Got to get that sovereign word in there. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. That was really fun to get us a glimpse of what is going on in Not a Class 4. Thank you. That was cool. And let's do this. Let's just see if Bob is out there. What time is it, Sue? Is it past 9:30?
9:46.
Oh, Bob's probably, yeah. Bob, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you, Bob. Yay, Bob, yay. Well, we went a little longer maybe, but we had a nice introduction and a nice time with our teaching and a nice time with prayer and praise and a great time with Sue's, but you heard some of Sue's,
yeah,
of her part, right? So
I did.
Tell us, Bob, I know you were in a special board dinner tonight, and I'm glad you joined us. Thanks for coming in. Tell us anything about the board meeting and the dinner or anything about that or anything about whatever it is you want to tell us about tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. It was really great. It was the meeting started at 1:30 and got over with about 9. It was I got to meet a whole bunch of really great new people that had come from different places. I got to meet up with a medical doctor who's a longevity specialist who came from Colorado, and got to meet up with a guy named Ben Lee, who's a really very well-known health and wellness specialist that has special blood tests and things for measuring your real age. He was there, and got to see Kevin Harrington, who's was the original shark on the Shark Tank.
Right.
And a bunch of other people. There was about 30 people altogether. And a very, very interesting group. And I got to listen to an update as to what all of them were doing and give my own update. And now I'm glad to be here on the big call.
Thank you, Bob. Good to have you back. So,
yeah.
Anything you want to tell us about? Do you have any testimonials to bring up, Bob, tonight or anything? Okay, go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I got this one from a woman who wrote in about herself and her husband talking about using our Myotrol product, which is back in stock.
Yay.
And she said, I am 85 and my husband's 93. With money in short supply right now, we're sharing one bottle a month of Myotrol, and we can still feel the difference.
Oh, that's good.
And we can tell the difference from when you were out a while back.
Yep.
I also started on the heirloom barley. After day three, I had to go back because it cleanses you out for sure. I'm back up to three small scoops now, and we'll give another scoop a try and see how it goes.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is a very, very interesting thing to see a person commenting about the detoxification. Taking a teaspoon of the product, which is what two small scoops is, she needed to stop taking it, and that's happened to quite a few people. If you remember, this is a product that's many hundreds of times stronger than the next strongest superfood. Mm-hmm. And that's why it comes with these little scoops. So you ease into it and don't detoxify too fast. But you start getting the benefits from it right away, the detox, the cleansing of your small intestines, the building of muscle, the reduction in your inflammation, all those things begin on the first day. And there's that energetic aspect to it as well. A lot of people report taking this and feeling of a surge of energy that is more than just feeling stronger, but almost a surge of spiritual energy. And I'm not surprised, because I know a few things about how this barley is processed and produced. There's definitely a very esoteric quantum spiritual aspect to it that is something that, you know, physicists and spiritualists understand, and it's definitely part of the process. The other testimonial we got was about our dynamic combo, the Barley and Boomer Boost taken together. Mm-hmm. And this lady said, I gifted the dynamic combo to my cousin. He said, wow, this is like mana.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, it's it definitely creates that type of experience when people have never been well nourished their whole life because of the diet they followed when they were a child, and just through habits and never having taken a superfood or a super combo product like Boomer Boost. And when they, for the very first time, have all the right nutrition to be producing energy the way they could have been from their Krebs cycle, this is the type of reaction that you get. And Bruce, just want to remind people that we do still have our sales going on, which is our Build Your Own Bundle sale. This is the way that you can get an extra 10% off on your products. And we put 8 different products in this bundle opportunity, the Gladiator Barley, which if anybody is using Gladiator Barley and you're using any of the other products like collagen or Big Dye Formula or resveratrol, ashwagandha, omega-3s, D3, C, definitely want to get your Gladiator Barley at that discount.
That's right.
You'll get both products or all three, whatever you choose, at a 10% discount. And it lasts for the second month that you get it also, if you put it onto the subscription program, you'll get a 10% off for the subscription, 10% off for the bundle, and that'll last for 2 months. So when you add it up at the end of the time, it's a substantial savings. And there are certain things, Bruce, that are agricultural commodities that are only made in one place in the world, and they're only made at a specific time of the year. Gladiator barley is one of those. And anytime that you see it on sale, you want to get some because
take advantage.
It is an unpredictable supply when you have this type of a product. It's it relies upon the weather and numerous other things that are beyond people's control to have a proper supply of it. And if you really like it, you've been using it, I would take advantage of that right now because it'll probably be the last time it'll be on sale in this format, in this large size jar. Probably be the last time that will be on sale until well into next year, possibly September or October of next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So take advantage of that now. The other thing is, Bruce, we have these other really great deals, and a lot of people have been taking advantage of this. We have a pack called the Proenzyme Pack, which is our premium probiotics along with our digestive enzymes. And so many people, Bruce, have trouble with their digestion and their whole alimentary canal. And this is the way to resolve those problems. The digestive enzymes and the premium probiotics, these are one-offs, meaning these are the premium product. There is nothing better in the world than these two products for the purpose that they serve. And when we say that, we mean that there are very, very high-level, highly therapeutic products that are available in the world. There's absolutely nothing like our premium probiotics. And there's a couple of other companies that have attempted to make a digestive enzyme complex like this and came pretty close, but no one's come close to what the premium probiotics are yet. Put these two together, and man, what a difference you're going to see. The other thing is we have what's called the Calm Down Combo, and we've had a bunch of people get this and comment on it. This is ashwagandha in one bottle and turmeric in the other, and both of them are known to create a sense of calm. There are many things, Bruce, when you have the effectiveness of one product and of the other product, and when you put them together, they have this potentiating effect that makes it more effective than the sum of the two. And this is one of those cases. And I'll tell you what, anybody that wants to spend more time being calm than anxious, try these two products, and the price is so incredibly low that it doesn't make sense not to try it if you're one of those people that needs to have a calmer life. This is what you want to do. Bruce, last thing is this. This is a piece of information for people to know that it may not apply to you, but it is a huge revolution that's happening in the care and treatment of people that have cancer. And this was announced a couple of days ago by the Advanced Research Projects Agency, which is part of HHS, part of what RFK Jr. is doing. And they've granted $147 million to do research on a project they call Poseidon. And it stands for the Platform Optimizing SynBio for Early Intervention and Detection in Oncology. Without going into all the details, what this means is you are going to be able to get delivered, you're going to be able to buy this at the drugstore without a doctor's order. It's going to be a test which either will be a breath test or a urine sample. And it is going to detect at a very, very early stage 30 different kinds of cancer.
Wow, how about that?
And we know that if cancer is discovered early, stage one, it's very much easier to treat than if you have stage two, three, or four cancer. Those cancers quite often are not curable at that stage. And with regular medical treatment, and the expense is three times as much to the medical system to treat people with those advanced levels of cancer. And now, when this research is done, they've commissioned a major medical institution, right? The Carnegie Mellon University is participating. Grafton Bioscience, the Owlstone Medical System in Cambridge in the United Kingdom, and a California-based research firm called SRI International, and HHS has given them the money they need to perfect this new detection system, and they're extremely excited about it. It's like, this is going to have a massive impact on the detection and care of people with cancer all throughout the world. There hasn't been anything like this before that was readily available. There are certain tests you can get similar to this, not for this many types of cancer, but you have to go to specialty clinics for it. It's going to be available at the corner drugstore. And that's what I've got for tonight, Bruce. It's exactly 10 o'clock.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob. Let me ask you this.
Big call.
Yeah, that's right. And you're listening to the Big Call. Bob, let me ask you this. Bob, are we shipping Myotrol as of today? Did some go out?
We actually are. We actually started yesterday shipping it out.
Okay. Oh,
so
good.
Anybody that wants it can go online to get it. They can give us a call and we'll help you with it. And I was talking to some people tonight in the medical field of longevity about Myotrol, including the medical doctor I mentioned earlier. And he was shaking his head in disbelief.
Right? Really?
He's like, "You're really stretching my belief on this one, Bob." And he's like, "How is that possible?" And I explained it to him. I explained the scientific details of the processes that Eric uses to be able to have a singular compound penetrate the shield around the DNA and activate the genes. And he was listening. He's like, "Okay, now I'm starting to get it." And this is a man who has his own longevity clinic. And he's going to start using the product.
And I bet he will.
Number of other people there, too, who are people in the know, that this is the first time that I've let them know about the existence of Myotrol. We're kind of keeping it a little bit under the vest, Bruce, because it's, you know, how hard it is to get it. We ran out a couple times, so I'm not really, you know, telling the world about this until we can get an unlimited supply, which could be quite a long time before that happens.
We're
making sure that as best as we can, the people that are already taking it can get it. We have room for new customers because we got quite a bit delivered to us, more than we ever have before, and the next shipment is going to be even more than that. So
should
be, interested that, and just remember, this is the story that I tell people, Bruce, and this is somebody, we read their testimonial, an 85-year-old woman who was homebound, right? Basically going from her couch to her bed to her bathroom with the help of a nurse's aide, okay?
Yep.
Talk about crumbly, right? She was crumbling into bits, and her next stop was either more home health care or going to live in a nursing home. When she started taking Myotrol, she recovered. And she gained strength. She no longer needed her home health aides, and she went back to work on her farm.
I love it.
Right? That's how powerful Myotrol is. It's the first ever epigenetic editor in a pill form. And there's nothing like it in the world. It's the real deal. You know, anybody who's been losing muscle as they age, going through chemotherapy, they're very old. They've had an illness and they lost strength. One of the men I talked to tonight had to have brain surgery, and it affected his legs. And his legs were extremely weak. He could barely walk. And I was telling him what was going on, and he was very good friends with a person that is already using the Myotrol, who is an extreme athlete and bodybuilder. And he has been telling everybody that he's stronger than he ever was in his life. It's a 45-year-old man who is like jacked Reacher, right?
Right.
And he is now using Myotrol and feeling stronger than he ever has in his life, even when he was a 20-year-old bodybuilder. And so this gentleman who is 70, I said, you know what's happening with your friend? It's like your leg muscles are weak. That's not good, because there's a direct neuronal connection between your quadriceps and your brain. And until you get your quads stronger, your brain's not going to be working as well as it should. And you are a software engineer for one of the most advanced companies in the world, the SKUX company. And you need to have your brain on, and you need to turn it on by strengthening your quads. So across the street from your massage therapist. There's a clinic there that sells Myotrol and Gladiator barley. and go across the street after your massage tomorrow and get yourself some.
That's right.
And so he's going
to. That's good.
That's the power of the Myotrol, especially the Gladiator Barley going with it. And don't take it lightly. This is a product that took 6 years to develop by one of the top 10 nutraceutical scientists in the world. And you're hearing about it because you're listening to the Big Call. There's not very many other people that are. We don't advertise this product. We don't put it up on, advertisements on YouTube or Facebook or anything like that.
Right.
Very select number of people right now. Until we can get a much bigger supply of it, people listening to the Big Call are first on the list. So
that's right. At the top of the list.
Turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it because it's so important for everybody. And I appreciate the fact that this product is essentially reserved for Big Call Universe. And so I love it. I think it's great. And I think the testimonies speak for themselves. So let's do this. Let's let everybody know how to get to the website. In case they forgot, go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And then when they get on there, they'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's site. Click on it, take you right into the Boomers website. You can go through and read about all the various products. Look at the on sale tab. You can pull it down and you can see what's on sale. You can see how you can create your own bundle by picking one or more of 8 products that are listed there to get 10% off on those. And if you decide to put those on your subscribe and save, you'll not only get your 10%, but you'll double it and get 20% if you put it on subscribe and save for 2 months. So be sure to do that and make sure you get the Myotrol. I'm glad I got an extra bottle while we were out so that I did not run out during this time. But, we don't really want everybody in the world to know about it yet because we don't have enough there's adequate supply, but it's not going to last that long. I just know we're going to sell through it. We will sell through it. All right. The other thing is the phone number to call to get in to customer support is an 800 number, and it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And, of course, that's Eastern Daylight Time until about a month from now. So everybody, take advantage of it. Call in. If you get a recording on customer support, just leave your name and your phone number, and they'll call you right back. Because they'll get off the line, and they'll turn around and call you back. And it happens even to me. And Stephanie is so great at calling right back. Usually she answers when I call. But sometimes she'll be on the line, and she'll have to call me back. So because today the Big Call is on a Thursday night, tomorrow is a great time to call in or just go online. That's what 98-99% of the people do is just go on to the website and then go through and build their order that way and take advantage of it. And that's probably the recommended way to go anyway. So thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. That's really good. Let's talk a little bit about where we are from an Intel point of view. Now, I was able to find out something last night about a call that was supposed to go on at around noon today. I'm not even sure what time zone. I'm thinking it was Eastern, but I don't know exactly. I don't even know the location where it originated. And that's not important. What's important is that this was a video conference call. And I think it was maybe one-way video in some cases, not to everybody on this call, which is cool. That's cool. But who was on the call? We had President Trump. We had Scott Bessent. We had another associate of his in the Treasury. We had a General McGregor and a General Raisin Kane. I think that was the main group, and this went out, and it might have been other folks too that I didn't mention. This went out to the GMA, the Global Military Alliance. Remember, I believe we had 184 generals around the country in 57, around the world rather, in 57 countries, and it probably went beyond just these generals in the GMA. And so it was a call, and it was a conference call. Don't know how long it went, but it was to start around noon. And this was to determine the when behind when this would start for us, meaning our notifications, our 800 numbers coming out in the Wells Fargo emails, and when we would be starting. Now, that went out. I did not get direct revelation after that call as to what exactly took place. I don't know. And I don't know what they decided. And yes, the government is shut down, which is good, because I believe what's going to happen is when we come back up, which could be a day or two or who knows how many days away, I believe that people that are going to be let go out of government will be let go, and hopefully that minimizes the number of people that we have in government, and we come back up as the restored republic, which is part of Nasara, part of the new USN currency, part of the new start for us. And I think it might just be the time to bring this new government back. And that's what we're hoping for. So, I can't tell you exactly where that stands right now, but I believe this transition could take us without a continuing resolution, but with plans to bring out the restored republic and everything that comes with Nasara and Jasara for the global, that should be part of it. So I'm looking forward to getting more confirmation about that. In the meantime, we've heard from three different sources that are fairly well connected in all of this that are hearing that, well, first of all, bondholders are being paid. They are receiving an email and then following up with a phone call and a delivery, usually by FedEx, for the individual bondholders that either has their paperwork in the FedEx that they need to sign and then take to the bank along with whatever else is in that. Okay? But they should have access to their funds in their accounts when we are going in for our exchanges. This shotgun start may not be exactly the same time. It could be over a 48-hour period. But what is really good is we got word yesterday that some of the advances, we've talked about ABC, advances, bondholders, currencies, advances have gone out and went out Monday. And this was people that we know of high reputation that knew of people that received prosperity packages, farm claims, as part of what we call the advances. Those are supposed to go out first, and they have started going out as of Monday. Now, did we get evidence of more that have gone out since then? Not necessarily, but they think they probably are moving, just like bondholders are being notified by email and by FedExes. And it'll probably take, oh gosh, I'm going to say at least through the weekend to get them done. And it'll take bondholders quite a while to fully be paid out, because they have to go through and make sure each of the bondholders are authentic and genuine and have not changed their appearance with any kind of facial reconstruction and so on. And they've seen quite a few examples of that already. And so they want to make sure that they're going to the legitimate holders of these bonds. And so what's interesting is those deliveries that I mentioned of the advances, which are to the prosperity package holders, we know of two of them in particular, and one farm claim. They asked to see a driver's license and a utility bill, and then they were able to take pictures of those and verify that, yes, these are the legitimate people that should be receiving the prosperity packages and the farm claim. Okay? So that's moving on. Now, I can only guess or presume that more have gone out since Monday, but I don't have any evidence of further people being delivered these. I have heard from another source that people have been notified that they will be receiving their prosperity package tomorrow. But, you know, guys, I don't have a direct link to the prosperity package, top person. We did have a person through a contact of mine who's no longer with us that could keep us up to speed on prosperity. But you guys know that anybody that's involved in that knows there were at one time seven or eight different types of prosperity packages, and those different prosperity groups were combined into one called Omega. And Omega has combined all of the people that were involved in receiving prosperity. So I think they're going out. I have not received anything yet, and I'm looking forward to. But at this point, the best guess that we're hearing from about three pretty high-up sources are telling us to look for the notifications, meaning the emails with 800 numbers, for us either Monday or Tuesday of next week. Now, if this is Thursday, we're talking about not getting them over the weekend. I think they're going to be delivering bondholders and maybe some of the advances, and I'm hoping that we do get our notifications Monday or Tuesday, and then we would start setting our appointments and going in. And that's as far a timeline as I have so far. That's as far as I've gone. I had three different sources that brought us the Monday, Tuesday. And I always get more information late, sometimes late after the call on Tuesday or late after the call tonight. So we'll see how that goes. But I would say there is a lot going on behind the scenes. What we have to do is just stay patient like we are and occupy and keep working on our plan A until this comes through for us. And it will come through. It's just a matter of when. So let's do this. Let's keep in mind that Sue is still offering a MedBed 100, the two classes. It's $100, and you get them as recorded links, recordings from the two classes. Be a little over 3 hours total, and you can listen to them as many times as you want, over and over, and glean more and more information from those classes. Okay, that's $100. And then there's also the latest class that started tonight with a second class tomorrow, which is the not a class four. Also, it's known as team building, building sovereign teams, team building. And you can get that for $100. You'll get the recordings of tonight's class and tomorrow night's class. But those wouldn't go out. None of this will probably go out until Monday. Okay? Just so you know. But you send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, Integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Now, if you have PayPal, let her know. If you're planning to pay with PayPal, do it. And it'd be $100 for the MB100, and it's also $100 for the not a class four. So let her know if which one or both that you want. Put in the subject line MB100. And if you want both, put plus NAC4, and then she'll know what you're looking for. And then put in the subject, in the body of the email, put, you know, whether you have PayPal or not, and then put also your name and phone number so she can text you if she needs to. She won't typically do that. She will typically only email you. And once you send an email, look for emails to come back. And you're going to need to respond to one or two emails before the emails come with the links for the recordings, whether it's MedBed 100 or whether it's not a class 4. You'll be getting emails with those links. You click on the link and listen, and you can move forward or move back just like you would most call replays. All right, so that's what I wanted to tell you about that. And now it's time, you know, take advantage of the sale that Bob's got going with Boomers. And of course, if you're out of Myotrol or haven't even tried it, go ahead and order it. We want Big Call Universe to get it. And you guys have heard the testimonials on it. I love it. I can't wait to reorder it again. Because I think I've got one bottle. I want to reorder at least two or three. So let's get those. And let's stay tuned. It's the end of the week for us on Big Call Universe. Let's thank everybody. First of all, Bob for joining us tonight. Sue for coming in after her class and doing a wonderful job again with the teaching and with prayer and praise and her segment and everything. And thank you, Bob, for coming in and being here and telling us everything that's going on with you. It's great. And I just think, everybody, we should be thankful for Jeannie, who's done great at just giving us prayer and praise every call. Pastor Scott, good to hear about that. And thank you for your report tonight. And thank you, GCK and Doug. And thank you, everybody that's helped, especially Big Call Universe for listening to the call for 14 years. And, of course, thank, let's see, who else do I want to thank? Yeah, I want to thank the satellite team, the SAT team, for getting the call out all over the globe to people who would like to hear it and that do hear it. And it can run 20, 22 million homes around the world. So it's really a blessing to have the SAT team. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then we'll go on for our weekend. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for everybody in Big Call Universe that have joined us for tonight's call. Thank you for everything that you're doing to bless us currently with everything that we have. Everything we have comes from you. Thank you for the finances that are coming with this blessing. Thank you that we'll be able to bless other people and give to other people. Thank you for the love that you shared abroad in our hearts by bringing us your Son, Jesus Christ, Jesus the Christ. And thank you that it's through belief in him that we gain our salvation. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. It's a great couple of scriptures, Lord. We thank you for them. And we thank you that we can believe. And, of course, without faith, it's impossible to please you. So we pray that the timing of this goes quickly and that we have an accurate timeline, that the first part of next week we would start seeing our notifications. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to bless us. And with that, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Thank you all so much. Now I'm going to go ahead and turn off the recording. Have a great weekend, you guys.